Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month or up to $75 per month for households on tribal lands, which accounts for a majority of our state. AARP fought hard for the emergency broadband benefit so that Oklahomans can access affordable high-speed internet. For more information on the emergency broadband benefit and to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKEBB. That's aarp.org/OKEBB or text internet to 22777.
Wheat harvest is really starting to roll now, and we're literally seeing harvest from the Red River all the way up to the Kansas state line in the state of Oklahoma. Only some test cutting and scattered loads have been taken in thus far in the northern counties, but active harvest south of Interstate 40. We're talking many, many locations now, at least 50 to 60% done, according to the report from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission yesterday afternoon. They're reporting excellent quality here in 2021. No test weights under 60 pounds have been reported to the Wheat Commission at this juncture. USDA reporting 10% of the Oklahoma crop has now been harvested. That's probably a little low given what was being reported by the Wheat Commission. Meanwhile, they say 30% of the Texas crop has been harvested, in both cases well below the five-year average. Still no numbers reported for Kansas. Some test cuttings there, we understand. 7% of the crop would normally be harvested by this point in Kansas, 41% in Oklahoma, and 55% the five-year average for the state of Texas. Let's talk about some of these spring planted crops, if we might. Nationally, we are looking at 68% of the U.S. corn crop now rated in good to excellent condition. That's down 2 points compared to a week earlier. The soybean crop, by the way, 94% planted now. Soybean crop condition, 62%. That's down 5 points compared to 1 week ago. Cotton crop now is nationally checking in at a total of 90% planted nationally in the major states. 60% of the Oklahoma crop now planted, still lagging the 73% five-year average. Texas, though, at 88%. That's up a couple of points compared to their five-year average. Now, as for grain sorghum, we've got 72% of the grain sorghum crop now planted for 2021. That's 3 points behind the five-year average nationally. Texas pretty well done at 95% planted. We're 60% planted in the largest grain sorghum state of Kansas. That's 3 points behind their five-year average. Way behind, though, in getting the crop in the ground in Oklahoma, 40% now planted versus a 59% five-year average. As far as grain sorghum crop conditions are concerned, nationally 74%. In good to excellent shape, 81% in Texas, 75% in Kansas, and 88% in the state of Oklahoma. The grain sorghum that's in the ground looks pretty good. Pasture range ratings, kind of mixed bag. We're looking at the case of Kansas, 71% in good to excellent shape. That's down 4 points from a week ago. Up 2 points, though, in Missouri, 80%, 71% good to excellent shape. In Oklahoma, up 5 points. Texas, down 1 point from a week ago at 50% in good to excellent condition. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's on the road the next couple of weeks. On Thursday, June 17th, they'll be offering 51,175 head of cattle, calves, yearlings, breeding stock, and more at the Corn Belt Classic happening in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Then the following Thursday, June 24th, it'll be the Tallgrass Classic in Emporia, Kansas. For details, you can call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or check out SuperiorLivestock.com. And that is our latest agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.